9 countries over 400 minutes of content. Y'all listen to me between the hours of 5 and 11, which means you're winding down from your day. I just wanted to take the time to say thank you. I am particularly rough today. Like, I woke up not energized at all. I'm in my room now with lit candles that I'm gonna blow out while I'm doing this, because they are just, there's just too much scent. Which means that symptom of not being able to smell that I got from COVID is now officially over. Jesus. Why do they smell so much? I mean, they are scented candles, but it's supposed to be vanilla, which I think is subtle. Instead, it just smells like, I don't know, it smells yucky. My Christmas list has 100% beeswax candles. Apparently, they're the kind that purify the air when you light them. And from what I remember, they smell really nice. So, that's on my list. Anyway, I didn't feel that great. And it's probably because I had a mad dash last night to make sure that I would get sleep. So I took a Benadryl, and I remember taking a Xanax and then taking something else. And I still woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I needed to check on my family. So I put my hand on my husband's head, which felt like it was like burning hot. And I checked on my daughter, and my cat decided to jump into bed. And I'm scared that he's got some kind of growth on his neck. So I'm going to have my husband take a look, and maybe we're going to have to make an appointment, because I'm afraid he's got, like, I don't know, something weird. Because when he sleeps, he makes like a weird snoring noise, and he lets me rub his neck. And I'm like, I wonder if it's that. Anyway, we're all looking for motivation, and apparently motivation comes after action, but I just can't be bothered. And last night it rained, and I didn't feel that great, so I didn't go to my French class. So it's just like, I don't know, it's like I've given up. I had this burst of productivity, and now I just don't want to do anything, and it's terrible. It's terrible. So that's why I'm talking to you right now, because I just needed to confess that I'm not perfect at all. And I feel bad. And I'm hoping that 2022 is going to be better than 2021. But it's, you know, it's still not back to normal, and it might never be. And I think that's something that we have to just ease into knowing. Somebody's building something outside, so excuse the noise. I don't know, I spent a lot of time waiting to do stuff. And then all it did was just make me good at waiting. And now I'm just not into anything. I'm guessing that it's a symptom of depression. Because if you don't even want to do the things that you're usually interested in, it's usually a sign. But for some reason, I feel so detached from that specific feeling. I can't pinpoint it. So yeah, I want to blame it on an external factor, like one that's not psychological, and say, it must be that I'm coming down with something, or it must be because my period's coming, which is both true. But I don't know, I'm envying I'm not trying to envy anyone for who they are and what they do, but I definitely don't envy me these days. We have a Nintendo Switch now, and I play Animal Crossing. And I have to confess that sometimes even playing that is tedious. And that's like a level of lazy that I didn't know I could achieve. It's just that for the last 6 weeks, everyone around me has been sick, so I've had to wait through people healing. And now I can just see that my husband and I are just exhausted. Like, we both just get our kid to school. And that's that. Like, last night I couldn't even sleep right, so he ended up getting up really super early with her at 5. And last night she went to bed, like basically as soon as she came home from school. So I found her on the floor curled up in a ball like a little dormouse. And I picked her up and I put her in my arms and held her and just decided then and there that I wasn't going to class. One, because I knew I didn't have the energy to do it. And two, because I just needed to hold her because she needed me. So if my only role in life is to be a good mother, is that enough? If I only have one kid, is that enough? Am I still significantly a parent? Or is it that people will constantly tell me for the rest of my life that she's going to be lonely? When I make the decision to have only one kid, it's because I want her to have things that I didn't have. I want her to have the assurance that things will go well for her. Because it's not even clear that things will be, you know, would have gone well for us. I mean, I really didn't think that I'd even end up being this lucky. And there's still a lot of work to do. So we'll see how it all ends up. This is a weird episode. Again, I want to thank you for listening. I have a weird tickle in my throat. I feel guilty about saying I don't feel right, but it's true. Especially since, I don't know, there's people who operate in far more pain than I, but I'm just going to leave it at that. I wish you well. I hope you feel better than I do. And take care.